Brother Dana, brother mine, delivers you best worst case scenario podcast.
That guy's so weird.
He's so versatile. Like, he can be this gay disco evil mastermind guy with his little pinky nail that cuts people up, and he can also be a pirate commander.
That's the whole spectrum right there. That's everything.
Actually, it's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
But you know, that should be a shirt. Pirates, the first disco boys. Disco boys of the sea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't have much to comment on that. But I like it. All they had was each other.
Yeah. And well, do you know what we're talking about today?
I don't. What are we talking about here?
We are finally going to answer the age-old question of how Lord Voldemort lost his nose.
Age-old? How old?
Like 20 years. I don't know. Like, when did Harry Potter come out?
Since 2001 or something? When did Harry Potter come out? That's a good question. We pretty much grew up. I grew up with Harry Potter. Like, I was around his age.
You were with Harry Potter when you grew up?
Yeah, I knew Daniel Radcliffe down the street.
Yeah, he was like your neighbor.
Yeah, and then he left the neighborhood and, you know, became a fucking celebrity.
Yeah, left you in the dust, man.
Yeah. No, but we, like, it's kind of weird because, like, it's kind of like Lord of the Rings where the cast, the movie kind of, well, Lord of the Rings are already grown-ass adults, so you don't see the changes. But Harry Potter, I can't think of another movie where you see the cast age with all the movies, you know? Stranger Things, the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
That's analogous to it as far as age, but it just makes you feel so old when you're young and then you see the first movie and then you age with them, you know?
Yeah. When I saw the first movie, I was 11.
From Stranger Things?
No. Movie, Harry Potter.
Oh.
So it was extra special. So I was like, man, am I going to get a letter? And here I am. God damn it.
I'm so sorry you didn't get a letter, because that's where you would be right now if Hogwarts really existed.
I would.
Fuck this fucking muggle world.
Yeah. But back to Voldemort. The last episode we did on Harry Potter, we kind of explored Voldemort's origin.
Not just kind of. We went pretty deep. TSA style.
Yeah, we covered the big things.
But we
sure
got confused with a few things, you know. Tom Riddles. There was two Tom Riddles, apparently.
Him and his dad, yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I figured in this one, we can finish sort of his origin completely. Just give you guys a little bit of a recap of what we talked about.
Recap. Recap's always good.
So we talked about how Tom Riddle
played the fiddle.
No,
we didn't.
He didn't that I know of.
Mm. Okay. Strike one.
So last one, we talked about how he became this dark wizard and he actually killed Harry Potter's parents, his mom and his dad, Lily and James Potter, with the killing curse.
Right.
On October something.
And I didn't ask this question before, but him, Tom Riddle, killing his parents, was that random? Or did he really want to kill these people? Like, was it a long planned
thing? Oh, man, you're already going to get into this? Okay, here we go.
Let's get right into this.
Strap your fucking self in right now, because he only killed Harry Potter's parents because he overheard a prophecy. No, he didn't overhear the prophecy. Snape, Severus Snape, overheard a prophecy being told by Professor Trelawney to Dumbledore way back when, you know, Harry Potter was a baby.
So how is Severus Snape look so young in the movies if he was around?
Come on, man. You seriously, I'm answering your question and you don't even...
No, you said Severus Snape heard about this whole thing.
Yeah.
And he looks pretty.
You got nothing with that?
No.
I didn't finish, though. So he hears this prophecy by Trelawney to Dumbledore, Professor Snape, and the prophecy says that there's going to be a kid born in, I think it's like July or something, when Harry was born, and that kid is going to mark the end of the Dark Lord. And then Snape, after hearing that, he took that information to Voldemort, not knowing that Voldemort, that it was about Harry Potter and, by extension, his mom, Lily and James Potter, who Severus was in love with. So really, he completely fucked over the person he like loved the most, but he didn't know he was doing it.
Wow. So I wonder if he was goth before or after that fuck up.
He was always goth, yeah.
I feel like a name like Severus Snape, you're just born with black clothing. Severus Snape? Like, Jesus Christ, it's so dark sounding.
It is.
But thanks for explaining all that.
Yeah.
Because I'm still confused, but let's keep going.
Okay, so, yeah. The
Snape.
Voldemort killed Lily and James Potter. And then tried to kill Harry Potter, ended up backfiring, and he died. Well, he didn't die, but he lost all of his powers.
Right, it was like a bad voltage, bad electricity. He tried to kill him.
Something like that.
It went back and zapped him really bad. Like a...
You know when you like...
Abadacadabra.
You know when you walk on the carpet and then you touch the doorknob? That's what happened to Voldemort. Just on a massive... Massive scale.
He toasted himself.
Yeah, and he left, you're right, he left a scar on Harry. That's the only thing that was left. It's not like just the scar was left, but from the killing curse, that's the only thing from it that showed up on Harry.
With the forehead, there's a lot of foreshadowing.
There's a lot of fours, yeah. So after that point, the war that had been going on, because there was this giant wizard war happening when Voldemort was at his peak. And during this time, he had Death Eaters, which were his supporters, grow to an insane number. They had infiltrated, like, everything.
And in this war, was Lucius Malfoy part of?
Yeah.
He was on Voldemort's side, right?
Him and his wife, Narcissus Malfoy.
Narcissus?
Yeah. I know. It's like,
oh my God.
Married a woman named Narcissus.
Wow, JK, wow. You're so creative.
Yeah. So, them and a lot of other people were Death Eaters.
I wonder what she was all about.
But as soon as Voldemort disappeared after this incident at Harry's place, then.
His crib.
At Harry's crib.
Literally his crib.
After. After this went down at Harry's crib.
At Harry's crib.
Then a lot of the Death Eaters that were supporting him suddenly lost their master. And so they pretty much had to be like, hey, we didn't know what we were doing. We were under the Imperius curse. We had no idea what was happening, or they were threatening to kill my family. Like, I didn't want to do any of this.
So they pretty much fibbed, right? Like
a lot of them. Like,
oh my God, we weren't part of this.
Except for a few.
Even though they really did a bunch of fucking terrible shit.
Right, and they enjoyed it. And the only people who did fess up to what they did ended up in Azkaban. And some of them were like Bellatrix Lestrange and her brother, who I think died. But
is it Bellatrix or Bellatrix?
It's Bellatrix, man. You got me.
Okay, because tricks are for kids. And Bellatrix just sounds like, a little bit better than however you say it.
Yeah, she's Narcissus's sister.
That's oh, my God. Wait, say that again.
She's Narcissus's sister.
I love it. I love it.
But before we go any further, I've realized that I have to backtrack a tad because we didn't cover how Voldemort lost his nose. And yeah. I know that's the question on everyone's minds right now.
Yeah, I want to know.
So it's kind of a weird thing because...
Oh, was it kind of like Michael Jackson? Like, he didn't sort of like his nose anymore, and he was like, you know what, I'm going to take a different angle because my nose is too big, and I want to be a pop star.
Not quite, but it was like Michael Jackson, how it was kind of like the slow thing. And the reason why...
You mean like he got lots of plastic surgeries and it got smaller and smaller until there was nothing there?
No. No. So this is what happened. Voldemort, or Tom Riddle, as he grew up, he was always an extremely handsome guy. Like, that's one of the things that everyone said about him, was he was just like captivatingly
Tom handsome. Riddle.
Yeah, he was just like the most handsome guy ever.
Yeah, and they casted the perfect Tom Riddle in the second movie. He was so damn handsome.
Okay, dude. You want to come out of the Chamber of Secrets this episode?
Yeah, with my fucking basilisk. He's
playing Quidditch for the other team, I guess.
So don't be a snitch, bitch.
God damn it. So he was really handsome.
He was really, really, really good looking.
And then as he went further and further into the dark arts, and as he started making the Horcruxes, what happened is that the sort of dark energies and dark magic that he was dealing with slowly started to like burn his features until they sort of like turned him into this creepy, pale spider.
Skeleton man.
Yeah.
Wait, so by making Horcruxes, it kind of like disintegrates your body?
Well, you're splitting up your soul, so it's got to have some like impact on your vibe.
That's like a con to it, but the pro is that you'll forever be immortal, right? If you have the Horcruxes.
Yeah. Voldemort didn't care about his nose. He just wanted to live forever. And
right. It could have been his ass or his like dick or something.
And just to be clear, it's not like his nose fell off. It's that he turned more and more into a snake. Like, he began to look more and more like a snake.
And I wonder if anything else came off of it. Like, part of the Horcrux curse, like, he lost his manhood too. Do you think he'd still go through with it? Do you think he's that evil to leave his penis behind?
Leave his penis behind, like at a bus station. Like, I'll be right back. I'm going to get milk, and then he just never comes back, and his penis is just there, sad, crying. No, I don't think so, man.
Oh, okay.
But
it was just a real question.
Okay, so I just needed to go back and answer that. That's why he doesn't really have a nose, is because of the dark forces he was around slowly blurred his and changed his physical appearance to look evil.
It was like the sacrifice, kind of like any fucking story that has a villain. They make this like terrible sacrifice to maintain their power or immortality, sort of like Star Wars, Anakin, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Just agree with me. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll validate you.
And all this whole war thing that we were talking about kind of reminds me of the Civil War a little bit, you know, like how the wizards turn in on themselves for,
yeah,
all based on who's ruling the wizarding world. Sort of everybody wants to control the world.
Everybody wants
to control the world. The world. Be better under my rule. Free beer.
Free beer for everyone. So, after his downfall, the big thing was that there's this baby Harry in his crib. This little baby Harry in his crib. And they needed a place to send this baby.
Straight to hell.
No. Well, actually, kind of.
Really? Oh, it's Hogwarts. Hogwarts is hell?
No. So, pretty much, Hagrid went and got Harry, brought him to Dumbledore. Most people know this just from watching the movie, the first movie.
Right, you can tell, because Hagrid booted up his Harley Davidson and went and kidnapped a child straight from his house.
Yeah, there's an Amber Alert out for a flying motorcycle.
Yeah, there was. That's what JK said.
So he took Harry to Dumbledore, and Dumbledore decided to leave Harry Potter, the boy who lived, this little baby, with the only relatives he had, which happened to be the Dursleys. And these were, I feel like I don't need to tell you, they're these muggle people, and they hated, you know, pretty much anything that wasn't normal.
Yeah. It was pretty much a giant hamster married to a banshee with a pig for a son.
Wow. That was beautiful, man.
Right. That's descriptive. It was.
He crafted that. That's a fine handcrafted analogy.
I know. I stand by it. 100%.
Yeah. And they, from the moment they got Harry, they treated him like poo-poo because they saw him as a burden, as an inconvenience, and also as a little bit of a weird kid.
Yeah, just a little weird. You know, he got a scar on his forehead. He, weird shit happens around him. You know, he talks to pets and shit in the zoo.
That's important, is the weird stuff.
Normal
because,
kids don't do that.
Because in the movie, you don't really get to see, like,
the weird shit.
What exactly weird things have happened to him. But in the book, it goes a little bit more in depth on the strange happenings.
Oh, what are some weird things that happened in the book that don't happen in the movie?
Like everything. So One of the things is Petunia, his aunt, she gives him a haircut and it's like really bad. He just looks awful after.
Well, that's what happens when you get a haircut from somebody named Petunia. It's going to be fucked up.
She prunes you. Yeah.
She petunes you.
So she gives him this really bad haircut. He's looking in the mirror. He's like, I hate this. Ah, I got to go to school. And so he goes to sleep thinking that, feeling just awful about it. And what happens when he wakes up? He looks in the mirror and his hair is back to the same length that she cut it before.
Wait a second. So she fucked up his hair and then it grew back?
Yeah.
To the perfect length?
To how long it was before she cut it.
Oh my God, I wish I was Harry Potter. I don't have any hair, man. Wow. So that was in the book, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
And another one. This one's kind of cool.
That's magical. I love that story.
Another one, I'm trying to remember it. It pretty much... Harry Potter was being chased by his cousin Dudley.
Fuck it, Dudley.
The bully.
Yeah.
Him and his friends. And they were chasing Harry and he somehow flew up to the roof.
Like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon?
Pretty,
he just levitated
pretty
up.
Much.
And just started running on the rooftops.
Well, he didn't know how he got up there. And the school didn't either because they had to like... probably call the fire department to get him down.
Oh my God. I just picture like Dudley and Harry just sword fighting on the rooftops, like bouncing from roof to roof. I'd love to see that. Wow. So these are some really cool moments that could have been in the movie. I wonder why they cut them out.
There's one more too. And that was
why they cut out Harry's hair.
Harry had always gotten Dudley's hand-me-downs just because they didn't give a shit about Harry. So they were like, if Dudley's worn it, you can wear it after.
Right,
him.
Like they didn't give Harry any fresh underwear, right?
It all had skid marks, every last one.
And it was two sizes too big all the time. So pretty much Harry just went commando from that point.
He was swimming in it.
He just didn't wear underwear.
It was like a skirt.
That's why he can get around so fast, because he doesn't wear underwear.
So yeah, where was I going with that? Jeez. Oh, yeah.
I'm not sorry.
So he gets his hand-me-downs.
Sorry, not sorry.
And so they're going to give him Dudley's old school uniforms.
Oh, shit. Underwear included.
And Petunia's washing it in this nasty gray stuff because she's trying to, like, darken it.
He got some dirty clothes. I'll make them dirtier.
No, she's trying to change the color so that they work for him or whatever.
Oh, so they look like shit.
And so he goes in there and he's like, what is that? And she's like, these are your new uniforms.
What did you just say? Your New
I
York.
I said uniforms. I
think
don't
you
know.
Said New York
I
uniforms.
I think you're hearing stuff
you're
again.
You're uniforms.
Dana.
Okay. Continue. So she's washing his,
yeah,
she's dying
and then
this
the
shit.
Next day, it shrinks to the size of like a little tiny napkin.
His clothes?
The uniform that he would have had to wear.
Which was bullshit. The uniform was for his school, right?
Yeah.
Barry's. Which he was going to public school, right?
They're in the UK, so I think it's like school. Some sort of private school.
Of course, because they're so goddamn posh and ritzy and...
So posh, yes.
I sound jealous of the British, don't I?
Hey, I'm jealous of Harry Potter, too.
Okay, so he took... It. What did he do with that outfit? Did he give it to like a pet mouse or something?
No, I think they just threw it away. But they probably punished Harry for it.
Huh. So he didn't have to wear the shitty outfit. He grew his hair back.
Yeah. And then what you said, he talked to a snake. He talked to a snake.
That is something. So the magic that he was born with is basically protecting him, even though he doesn't know how to use it.
Yeah. So the way the wizarding world works is the wands are sort of a channeler of energy. So
that's what she said.
So the wizards, they still have magic, even if they don't have a wand. But especially when they're growing up, going through like adolescence, they have these outbursts of magic where they can cause really weird things to happen because they don't know how to control it yet.
Huh, sounds like puberty.
It is.
This whole thing, this concept you just said reminds me of Star Wars. Like the Jedis, they have powers and they can move shit and see shit. You know, like Yoda. Yoda can do some crazy shit without anything. I don't even know if he has a lightsaber yet, but it's small.
It's a little small green lightsaber.
It's a midget.
Poor Yoda. He's got a microsaber.
But back to Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're talking about, not Star Wars. Even though they're like the same story, aren't they?
Right. So they're treating him really bad, the Dursleys. He's having weird things happen. And then when he turns 11, or before that even, he gets a letter to Hogwarts.
Got a letter.
But he obviously can't read it because they're controlling him.
Can't read it because he's retarded.
No, he knows how to read. They just won't let him read it.
He was homeschooled.
Because they don't want him to know he's a wizard. Because they know he's a wizard. The Dursleys, not the little kid, but the mom and the dad know he's a wizard.
Like in the movie, he gets the letter, but they hide it.
Yeah.
God damn those fucking Dursleys. I hate that dad so much.
I think he's kind of funny.
He's evil. Not because he's fat.
Yeah, so he gets this letter to Hogwarts, and he can't read it for a bit, but eventually, Hagrid comes by and...
shows his Hagrid-sized balls.
Yeah.
He's like, check these out.
He pops them down on the table.
You could get some jewels this size if you come to Hogwarts.
You're a wizard, Harry, and these are my hairy balls. Just like that.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace, Hagrid, by the way.
Man, that's sad.
He was a magical man. He was like the warm feeling of Hogwarts, you know? Like, he's like the cool uncle in the family that you hang out with when you have a family gathering. You go to him and you hang out there.
Smoke pot together.
Right. Like, you go to Hogwarts and you hang out with Hagrid and anything's fine. Like, he won't tell on you. You can smoke some pot.
Yeah, play with his dragons.
Yes.
What?
Nothing.
Okay.
You can't if you want to. You don't have to.
Yeah. But yeah. Hagrid. He's cool. He's amazing.
Rest in peace, Hagrid, man.
Rubius. Yeah. Now I'm sad. So.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
If you start watching the movies, he's still alive.
Yeah. So Harry gets this letter eventually, meets Hagrid, and he goes to Hogwarts. And at that point, early on, before he even gets there, that's when he meets Hermione, who happened to be the main characters across the whole saga, too. I would say they're side characters, but they're pretty big.
That's Harry meets Ron and Hermione in Hogwarts?
No, on the train. On the Hogwarts Express.
So the book is like the movie in that aspect.
Yeah.
And were there chocolate frogs, too?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
I could go for one of those right now.
A chocolate frog?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if I have the energy to catch it, though.
You gotta, like...
I think...
By the time you get it, it's hopping all over the floor. Like, I don't want to eat that now.
I would just like dive on the floor and hope it hops in my mouth.
Jeez. You sound like an Attack on Titan. I know. Those, like, naked babies running.
Yeah. I know, it's kind of scary, isn't it? That's right on, actually. I'm a naked baby.
No, I just mean trying to eat him. Oh. This giant titan trying to eat him.
Attack on Titan's an awesome anime if you haven't seen it.
Kind of reminds me of Harry Potter a little bit.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that.
Because he's got Mikasa and he's got...
which is Hermione.
Eren Yeager.
You mean Eren?
Or wait, that's the main character.
Eren.
Yeah. No.
He's got... I know what you're talking about, though. The blonde dude. Who looks like an anime Butters from South Park. He's got that dude.
Well, that ain't me,
too. That blonde guy in Attack on Titan is Ron, and Mikasa is a really fine Hermione.
But anyways.
Okay.
Anyways, let's go back.
God damn.
Let's digress. So Ron is interesting because he comes from the Weasleys, and they're actually pure blood, the family, right?
The Weasleys?
Yeah.
They're pure blood?
They're pure blood.
I thought they were mudblood.
Nope.
Oh, now that I think about it, yeah, it was just the mudblood shit was directed at Hermione, right. Not Ron.
So even though you have
he's just these, a poor asshole.
These wizard wars and things happening over blood purity, and there's this like wizard racism.
Sounds kind of like Civil War of America.
He already said that.
I know, I'm bringing it up again.
Even though that's happening, you have these people like the Weasleys whose bloodline goes back forever. And they're, even though they're pure blood, they're pretty chill people and they're also very poor.
Why is that?
I don't know. You would think
is
if
it
they
because
were.
J.K. Rowling doesn't like gingers.
Apparently, no one does, man.
Wait, isn't J.K. Rowling herself a ginger? Or is she blonde, or do you know?
I don't know.
Does she
man.
Have dark hair? What does she look like?
I couldn't tell you. I think she's blonde. But
to get off that, you said that the Weasleys have a long lineage, right?
Yeah.
So where the hell were they during the old war with Tom Riddle? Were they in the war fighting it too?
Yeah.
Was it like Ronald Weasley's great grandpa fighting, or
no,
was it his dad?
No. This was his dad and mom. But the thing about the first wizard war is that it didn't come to an all-out open war. It was still at that stage where people were disappearing. People were coming home and finding the dark mark over their house and their loved ones murdered inside. But people were still trying to keep up their lives and like go to work and survive. But they were just terrified.
That sounds so scary.
I know.
Sounds like a take on fucking Mexico drug cartels.
Wow, like, man.
You just come home and
you're just on it with the historical analogies.
Your family slaughtered because they didn't pay $100. That sounds terrible. Because they were on the wrong side. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
You could have switched sides. You'd still be alive, but you wouldn't be happy with yourself. Okay, well, this is heavy stuff.
Yeah, so they're poor. They're really poor.
Yeah, I wonder why. His dad, his grandpa and stuff didn't invest in anything.
I think they just had too many kids. He just had too many.
Right, which is why Ron always gets hand-me-downs, right?
Right.
Just like Harry Potter, right?
Mm-hmm. Which is probably
what they
one of the reasons
over.
Why they like, kind of bonded is because... Even though Harry Potter's famous when he gets to the wizarding world, his whole life he's been treated as this, like, burden.
Right. I wonder if they bonded while they were, like, doing laundry one day, you know? Wow. You got some big skid marks.
You
and Harry was like, no, those are my brothers, my stepbrothers, Dudley's. These are not my underwear, but I wear them.
It's like, these are Fred's skid marks.
And Ron's like, oh, my God, these skid marks aren't mine either. They're Fred's. Wow. Let's be friends.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how it happened. And then Hermione is what you were talking about with mudbloods. So,
oh, yeah. Hermione.
I mean, like, I wouldn't call her that, man, because it's a derogatory term. But
Hermione?
Yeah. So the mudblood, what it's supposed to mean is someone who's born with either half like a human. God damn, I can't talk. Either one of their parents are human, or none of their parents are wizards. I said that so confusing.
Wait, I want to hear this again. Please say that again. Okay. Because I didn't understand any of that.
So, a mudblood is someone whose parents weren't both wizards. That's pretty much
okay, the definition. Okay, so you could have a mom who's a wizard who sees a hot muggle man, and it's like, I want that guy. They bang, they make Hermione. That's what Hermione is.
Except her parents are both muggles, so it kind of this is kind of one of the mysterious things about the Harry Potter like universe is that you have magic actually crop up in totally unexpected places.
Are you telling me that a muggle with muggle parents could be a wizard?
Yeah, you could be a wizard, Dana.
But what? I know I am, but why? How does the Hogwarts or the Wizarding Society decide which muggle is going to be a wizard?
They don't decide. So if you are a wizard.
Yeah, if you are a wizard.
Then you will get a letter when you're 11 because there's this magical registry that just sends letters out.
When you're 11 years old?
To all the magicians, all the wizards. God damn. All the wizards in America that will go to Hogwarts.
Wow.
Get letters.
I think we're going to get canceled now because you just called wizards magicians.
Why? Which
magicians are, you know, they're fake.
So are real wizards, man.
No, they're not.
So when long story short, Hermione got a letter. Her parents were like, what the hell? This is for real?
Yeah.
She goes to Hogwarts. And none of her family were wizards that she knows of.
And
or witches, I guess.
And how rare is that to happen?
It's pretty common.
It's pretty common?
Yeah.
So Hogwarts is full of mudblood wizards who don't have wizarding parents.
I wouldn't say full of them. If I had to guess, I'd say most people that were wizards had either a mom or dad or both that were wizards. But you have this smaller minority that didn't have any.
I have another question.
Shoot.
So if you're a mudblood with mudblood, if you're a human with no magical powers, with no magical parents.
You're just a piece of shit, man. You got nothing.
You're going to be working a desk job for the rest of your life. And you get a letter from Hogwarts. You don't have to go to school, do you?
No, they'll find you and they'll beat you up. No, you can do what you want.
Really?
But would you seriously turn down Hogwarts? Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
But so let's say your parents are the Dursleys or whatever. They're your guardians and they block the letter.
Somehow
Hogwarts knows that the letter doesn't get to you, right?
Because it's magic. That's the funny thing about all the plot holes in J.K. Rowling's universe. It's magic, man. It's magic, baby.
That just sounds like a good excuse, baby. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Austin Powers, magic power.
Shagadelic, yeah.
That sounds like a spell. Shagadelic. And then you turn into like a fucking good-looking dude.
God. I was going to say it's like a Viagra spell, but...
Jagadelic, and then your penis is giant.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Where are we?
So, that's how Harry Potter meets them, his best friends, on the train. That's who they are. Hermione's a genius.
And
Ron
is poor, and you can tell that right away. Because he's like, wow, he bought the whole lot. He bought the whole trolley full of chocolate frogs and ding-dongs.
Yeah, but I feel like those points about, you know, his childhood and him making those friends, that sets us up perfectly to next time talk about what actually happens at Hogwarts and to discuss more of Hogwarts itself and the teachers and the whole place.
You mean like who's staffed there?
Who's staffed? The politics, you know, who's cooking their food?
Like who is McGonagall's working with? I mean, who is she? Who is she with? Really?
Yeah.
Who is she banging? That's what I want to know.
McGonagall?
McGonagall, is she banging Dumbledore, or who do you think it is?
I don't think...
Do you think it's Cedric Diggory?
I don't think she bangs anyone, man. She seems too uptight to do any banging.
I know. That's what she needs, though. Wow. But do you think there's any, like, teachers? Do you think any of the teachers are, like, have a relationship or anything? Like, does J.K. Rowling hint at anything? Like, behind the scenes, like, Snape is, like, in love with so-and-so, or Dumbledore's got his eye
on. Okay. What I will say is none of the teachers, except the only thing that comes to mind is this isn't for a long time, so I won't get into it too much, right. But Hagrid kind of has a thing for Maxine, which is the French, the Beauxbatons school headmistress.
The really tall lady?
Yes.
And I think, actually, I think they did a good job at hinting at that in the movie. Because I think he kind of made some googly eyes at her and even talked to her, and she was like all smiling. And
well, yeah, they had a full-on relationship in the book, man.
Jeez.
It went deep into it. It talked about the giant banging. No, it didn't. But, yeah, I think we should get more into that, though, in the fourth book.
Because they were both giants.
Story.
Yeah, I agree. I think we've covered enough for this segment.
Yeah, and if you feel like we haven't covered enough, don't worry, because we'll be back and we will cover more of Harry Potter, because there's just so much to talk about.
Yeah, next episode is gonna be like Gossip Girl. Like, it's gonna get really like dramatic with all the different relationships going on between the professors and the students and who's banging who. Like, lots of magic sex.
Yeah. So this has been Best Worst Case Scenario Podcast. I am Mayan over here.
And I am Dana over here.
And
I think.
And we want to thank you for tuning into this magical episode about Harry Potter.
BWCS.
We appreciate your support.
We really do. I feel like I've said that before.
We probably have. But we mean it just the same.
Yeah.
We really do.
We do. Your magical support, it levitates us. When Guardian leviosas us.
Leviosas us. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Good night.